Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this lovely, lovely planet of ours.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And this is our lovely radio show where we get to speak to people all over the world.
Isn't that neat?
And what we're going to speak to people about today is discovering personal responsibility.
Yes.
And, you know, this show, like our lives, is about our being responsible for people, understanding what we're saying, and
I imagine the easiest way for you to get a sense of what we're saying is by listening.
And listening is a skill set that most of us have not gotten terribly skillful at. Because listening requires that you drop what you're thinking about or thinking about saying to be empty to receive the communication of another, to hear what another one is saying. And that's not the normal way that people speak. If you ever see people in a restaurant, you have six people at a table, you've got six people talking and nobody listening. So for this show, you can train yourself to get into the current moment of your life by listening. And listening is not seeing whether you agree or disagree with somebody, not seeing whether they are right or wrong in their choice of words. Listening is about allowing another person to say what they're saying and you hear it from their point of view. So that's what listening is, and listening will pull you into the current moment of your life. At least listening without judgment will pull you into the current moment of your life, and that's all it takes to have your life transform. Transformation is easy.
That's why we have our website, Transformation Made Easy.
Made Easy, yes.
That's true. You know, it's a little challenging, though, to listen if you're concerned that something you might hear would threaten the agenda you have, or if you're being defended for some reason. And somehow the words
idea,
personal responsibility, it's like, but wait a minute, what about this thing that happened? How am I responsible for that? Or wait a minute, what about that thing that happened? That couldn't possibly be my responsibility. So you may want to relax your guard a little bit and let's just play around with discovering personal responsibility.
Now, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We will not try to change or fix anybody on this show. Our approach is anthropological, not psychological. An anthropologist is someone who studies cultures, and all the human beings on this planet have been raised by the culture they were born into. And so they learn that culture as though that culture is the truth. And so for the first 6 years of one's life, our minds are in a theta brainwave state, which is like a hypnotic trance, where we just absorb the culture and the environment we grow up in, so we become functioning beings in an ongoing society or culture. And our approach is seeing without judging, a willingness to allow what's happening without judging yourself, just a noticing of what's going on.
Let's look at those three principles of instantaneous transformation, especially since we were talking about in the description of this show those repeating behaviors that keep coming back. So if we want to look at why things repeat on you, let's look at the first principle of instantaneous transformation.
It could be called the karma principle.
That's right. Whatever you resist,
it persists, it grows stronger, and it pushes back on you as hard as you push on it.
And it dominates your life.
That's right.
And
it keeps repeating itself.
It absolutely.
So anything that you say no to, disagree with, don't want, sticks around.
And you say, oh, no, here it is again.
Yet again.
The second principle is this. You can only be exactly as you are right now.
In this moment, you can only be exactly where you are, doing what you're doing, and have the circumstances of your life be exactly what they are in the current moment, because that's what they are.
And, yes, you can only be exactly as you are right now. And just so you know, this principle is not comparative. In this moment,
you
are not... You're not comparing this moment to how you were a moment ago.
Oh, no.
Or how you would prefer to be in the future.
They're like CAT scans, like separate slices of life in each moment, like pictures, as if there were a multiple impression camera that could take moment by moment by moment. There would be slices of your life, and the circumstances of your life in each of those slices would be exactly what it is. And it is immutable. It cannot be changed. You can't do anything about it,
now,
except one little thing.
What's that?
You can be responsible for it.
How do you do that?
Well, that's the third principle.
Tell us.
Anything that you see and you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself in the moment you see it. So there's no... It doesn't linger. There's no need for change. It's in that moment. If you see a way you're being that's been problematic and you don't judge it, that's the critical thing. You don't try to get rid of it. You don't try to improve yourself. You just notice the way it is. It completes it.
Now, notice...
But...
Yes?
If you try to change your behavior, you keep it in place. That's why... Old repetitive behaviors keep coming back.
Now, there's something else that keeps it in place.
What's that?
And that is blame. If you blame how you're being right now on something, on someone, even yourself, if you say, oh, that's because, you will keep it in place.
Absolutely.
This awareness principle, this seeing, does not include doing something with what you see. It's not about blaming what you see on something. Change is cause and effect. This has happened because of that. Transformation is about simply identifying honestly what is. It's not cause and effect. It's simply being.
And the other thing about blame is you have a limited number of ideas about what causes the things that happen in your life, like your emotions or your feelings or your thoughts. And if you blame something outside yourself as causality, you give away your own personal power as well as you're not responsible. You're saying something else is responsible for how your life is showing up. And our idea is that we are each individually, personally responsible for whatever is happening in our lives, whether or not we realize that we have anything to do with it. So, see, here's the thing. I like Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you in other parts of the world, Judge Judy is a jurist on television in the United States, and she's a lady in her late 60s, I believe, early 70s. And she's a very funny and intelligent woman. And whenever she has a discrepancy between a woman and a man, where their relationship ends and they then come to court over some money situation or some other situation, she always says to that person, "You picked him." That's personal responsibility. See, you picked, you, in life, we make choices, and those choices produce results. Either we make decisions that produce results, or we make choices that produce results. Consequences. There are consequences to whatever you do. There are consequences, consecutive sequence of events get produced out of your making a decision one way or the other.
Now, again, if we go back to the transformational approach, it's right now related. It doesn't have to run back in time. So, yes, you picked him, you picked her, you did that thing, you tripped off the curb, you now have the consequence of the twisted ankle. But being responsible is about being here right now. And when we first started putting together our approach, early on, before we started working with groups, Shia was working with individuals in a healing capacity where they would come with injuries or things that weren't working in their body, and he would work with them to facilitate a healing. And one of the things that was the most important was people had to give up the story of how they got that way. And I was thinking about that gal D you had come, and we're talking 25 years ago, and she had fall, and she was jogging down the road in Hawaii, and she fell off the edge of the road, and she ended up breaking her back, and the orthopedic surgeon could fix her back but couldn't get her out of pain and ultimately sent her to Shia. And one of the things that was really important was she had to not blame herself for running off the road or blaming the highway department in Hawaii for why the road was the way it was. And even that the pain came from the injury itself. Yes, the injury instigated what happened in her back that ultimately now she has pain from that. But she even had to let go of that, that's where it was initiated, and get right there with the discomfort in order for it to dissolve. So part of personal responsibility.
What was interesting is she and her husband both fell, and they wanted to blame the state of Hawaii for their falling off the road. And when in reality, it was they who ran off the road because they were having a disagreement and weren't paying attention to how they were going about their running. And so that's where personal responsibility lies. I mean, the road could do what it does, but if you're off fighting with your husband or wife, there's a strong possibility that you're going to fall off the road, and it won't be the road's fault.
So personal responsibility is having a willingness to own what is happening in your life.
And now we are going to a break.
So we'll be talking more about personal responsibility when we come back. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're talking about discovering personal responsibility.
But first we want to remind everybody in the New York area that there is no Monday Night Alive next week. The next Monday Night Alive is on July 11th. And then right after that, we're coming to see all of you all in England. In Cambridge, we're doing the Creativity and Intuition Weekend in July, the 15th through 17th. And you are welcome to join us, or you can come to Step Into Your Brilliance in New York City, August 12th through 14th. Those are the next two things we're doing, and you are invited.
Right.
So, discovering personal responsibility, and we have a caller.
Hello.
Leah, are you there?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Manhattan, New York.
Manhattan,
oh.
New York.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I heard this topic because I feel like it's made such a huge impact in my life since I've known you guys. This concept of having personal responsibility, because I feel like
Could you repeat the last thing you said? You broke up on us here.
Oh, sorry. I just said I feel like before I met you guys and discovered this possibility of personal responsibility, I was a victim everywhere in my life about just about everything, and more and more I find myself taking responsibility for how my life shows up, and it's just amazing, and I'm so grateful for it. I guess, though, if I have a question, it's about,
you're breaking it up again,
breaking
I can
up,
tell
so,
you.
So here's the thing, Leah. Uh-huh. What is your question?
Okay, you know how you've heard you guys talk about how you're often impacted by your environment.
Yes.
And I sometimes find myself impacted by my environment, say finding myself in a complaining environment. But how do you take personal responsibility for how you're being, even in the midst of all the different influences that you're surrounded by that have the potential to knock you off?
That's great.
That's
cool.
A great question.
That's a great question.
I'll give you an example. Sometimes, and I know that we've said this before, Shai and I have this ability to sync up and link up. We goof around, call it linkronizing, or link and sync, with the people in our environment. So, for instance, if a person is calling to have an individual session with us, we start to experience life the way they experience life. So let's say you were calling us and you happen to be fighting with your fiancé. Then what would happen is, in my experience, I would start experiencing Shia through the lens of Leah and Leah's fight, and Shia would experience the flip side of your fight. But here comes the responsibility part. I can, if you had been fighting with
Andy,
and you were being growly and feeling victimized by him, he wasn't doing enough. If I then start to behave that way myself, that's on me. So oftentimes, Shai and I will say to each other, huh, you know, I feel like fighting with you right now. I wonder what's happening. So there's one where you step into the
drama
or the current or the complaining, to use your example, of your environment, and you complain around with them or you complain about them or you notice, huh, look at that.
I have this wanting to complain, but it doesn't mean that you engage in it. See, the other thing is, what your question, as you were saying it, you were the victim of the environment that you were in. I don't know if you heard that, Leah.
In what way?
In every way, you were blaming your environment, the people you were around, for how you were behaving. So you are not in any way being responsible, personally responsible, for your behavior. If they made you do it because they complain.
You mean in the way that I said my question, that was...
Yeah, you can hear it.
Yes, in your question, you were holding yourself as the victim of your environment.
Right.
You're the victim of your life. See, here's the thing. You can either be the victim of your life or the author of your life. You can't be both, however.
Yeah.
If you're the author of your life, then you're responsible for everything that you do or think. Doesn't mean you don't have thoughts that are incongruent with that. You know, I can have the thought that somebody else is doing it to me, but I don't have to listen to that thought as though it's the truth, because I'm the one that's ultimately responsible by keeping myself in the situation, or I'm ultimately responsible by behaving that way in the first place. I do have free choice.
Mm. The other thing is, let's look at those three principles. You walk into, say, your office where you work. The people around you are complaining. If you resist the fact, mind you, the fact that they are complaining, your resistance sticks you to it, and it also turns you into that which you are resisting.
So your resistance becomes a complaint against complaint. And what you're doing is complaining, which is what you say you don't want to do or don't want to have in your environment.
Yeah.
Look, if your question, if we follow it out, then this is a screwed up world, therefore I am screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a screwed up world. I mean, lots of weird, bad things are going down in this world of ours right now as we speak. But it doesn't mean that I have to live my life like I'm screwed up, because the world is screwed up.
Right.
See, responsibility is not blame.
It's not guilt. It's not shame.
Yeah.
It's a willingness to own what's happening in your life at any moment. If it's showing up in your life, you have responsibility for it. Otherwise, you would not be experiencing it.
Let's talk about road rage for a minute, because I'm sure...
Road rage is fun.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners have actually witnessed road rage, whether or not they've been a part of it. Like, you see aggressive drivers getting each other more aggressive. What happens, like a tuning fork? If car A and car B, if car A is acting aggressive, car B doesn't match their aggressiveness unless it's contained in them. It's not like car A got me angry by cutting me off.
But now that's what most people who are being irresponsible for their lives and their experiences say. They say, well, he caused me to be angry. No, that's apparently, perhaps, but the reality is if you weren't angry to begin with, that wouldn't be your response to his behavior. Do you see that?
Yeah. Well, and in New York City, it's not that far, but it happens on the subway all the time that, you know, people push or get frustrated, but if you're not frustrated, it's like it doesn't faze me.
That's right. But if you are already frustrated, then they become the reason. So what we really need to talk with is about is reasonableness and your reasonable mind, which places reasons on why you are feeling the way you are feeling or your behavior is the way it is.
Yeah, my mind always wants to find a reason for everything.
Right, and it wants to always find somebody else at fault.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's just looking for the reason why. It's looking for someone to blame for your upset.
Here's the other thing that was a little bit inherent in your opening statement. You talked about how much has happened for you since you've met us, which is really true, and I appreciate you letting people know that we've had an impact, and I appreciate what's happened for you. But also in there is a mind structure that you haven't quite caught yet, and that is the idea that you're getting somewhere, that you're improving. So what's going to happen, Leah, is you're not going to want to see it when you're being irresponsible and when you suddenly once again think that your mom is a jerk or your brother did it wrong or your boyfriend. You won't want to see it because that means you haven't gotten anywhere according to that mental structure. So you'll stop looking honestly, authentically to see what is in an attempt to look good to yourself.
Wow.
I mean, haven't you ever found that, like, if you find yourself suddenly either frustrated or upset with something that caught you in the past, you feel like you've reverted, like you've gone backwards?
Like you've lost something, like you didn't really have it in the first place?
Yes, and then I rewrite all of history. I've never done anything.
Right.
You know, good.
History that you've never done anything.
Really great.
Yeah.
Because if you got upset, well, then you were never not upset.
Well, you know, in that case, you actually did lose something. What you lost was the moment. You fell out of your personal center, and you're now talking to yourself about your life rather than living it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
So cool.
Hey, Leah, we have to go to a break here shortly. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Excellent.
We'll be back with Leah and talking more about discovering personal responsibility. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Leah, you still with us?
Yes.
Excellent. Any other questions you have for us?
I do, because this conversation sparks in me more questions, one of which is, it made me think of my acting career. I'm an actress, and I find that... I find that I edit myself, for one, but... I find that I can really be a victim in going for my acting career, and I can take the responsibility off myself for finding a new agent, and that might sound a little vague, I guess.
So do you not have an agent now?
I do have an agent, I'm on the lookout for a new one because I feel like our relationship has just reached a point where it's not kind of growing, it's not evolving to the next level. So I've been talking to friends and submitting myself to other agencies. But that's actually a good example is I dropped off a headshot and resume at a friend's agency yesterday, and it was fascinating because I walked away, I dropped it off, I had a nice chat with the person at the front desk, and then I left. And the thoughts that flooded my mind were like, well, that's never going to happen. And just it was a little discouraging. My own thoughts were like kind of discouraging because I want so much to create new possibilities for myself in my career, and yet sometimes I just run up against these.
Well, wait a second. Look, here's the problem. Well, first off, you want so much, but secondly, you don't want anything to change.
Huh.
So as much as you want to be successful in your career, you're terrified of change, of something being different than you have, that you have no control over.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you say you want change, so there's this ambiguity in your wanting success in the acting career because you're comfortable in what you know. But once it steps outside that comfort zone, like really being successful, then you might have to produce on demand all the time.
The other thing is here's one of the places where you victimize yourself. You think it's going to be better with another agent.
Uh-huh.
And you think it's going to be better when you have more work.
It's just going to be more of what you have right now. And with more work, it just intensifies it a bit.
Yeah.
And so it may be that you've gone as far as you can with this agent, but I would suggest rather than complaining about the agent that you have, really investing in it. It's kind of like getting ready to sell your car or sell your home, and you're finally painting it or you're finally cleaning it out and vacuuming it so it'll look good for someone else, and you can finally appreciate what you have rather than thinking the next thing is going to be better than right now. And you can only take the actions that you take in your day, Leah, to the best of your ability to move forward with your heart's desires. But if you're kicking on yourself for what you've done, and also as we're speaking to you here today, I don't feel like you're fully engaged. You're measured in thinking and life.
Yeah.
And you see, you want your life to turn out the way you want, rather than the way it is. You think there's a future coming that's going to be better than this moment.
And that it's going to save you from this.
And so you're not being responsible for your life right now, in this moment of your life. It's something someday is going to come along, is going to be better than now.
So if you're not passionately going to your, quote, day job, or passionately walking down the street after having dropped off your resume, if it's simply another exercise and this isn't it, then you need to just get engaged in your environment, Leah. You're missing. This is like a magical, fantastic life.
Your thoughts are not your best of friends. Your thoughts, if you take a look, if we had your thoughts and we had it set up where we could sort those thoughts by positive and negative, we'll say.
Okay.
You'll find that most of your thoughts about you through your thoughts are negative.
Yep.
Most of what you do and you think is complain about you to you. Like you should be somehow better than you are in this moment.
Yeah.
And it's always as though other people or events have been responsible for your life. But the reality is, you're responsible for your life. Look, I remember when we first met you. And your life view was very, very limited at that time, and you thought you were better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Ah, but see, the flip side of better
is worse, and the better was over top of thinking that you weren't as good as.
Yeah, definitely.
So there
now
was this,
you can just
there was this elitism over top of a feeling of inferiority.
Yeah.
Well, now maybe you could try something different. You ready? I know it's radical and it's going to be a little challenging.
Okay.
How about fun?
Yeah, fun. Stop trying to get somewhere and be with what's happening in your life and be responsible, as in responding to what your life is asking of you in each moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get behind that game?
Yeah.
You get behind that game, it can become a lifestyle called fun.
That sounds good.
We are going to see you pretty soon. You're about to get married, but also in Cambridge, and we're looking forward to that as well.
Me too.
Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks very much, you guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Hey.
We have another caller. Shall we take her?
Yes.
Elka, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Taya.
Nice to hear your voice
it's
again.
It's always so lovely
nice
to hear your voice, Elka.
Thank you. And nice to hear your voice. And I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany.
Excellent.
And I have a question to this special topic. And it's concerning my repetitive unwanted patterns, concerning my time management, concerning the desire to have too many appointments, or always being eager to meet people or to learn more things, or what happened last week and what made me annoyed caused me to be angry.
Hang on one second.
We got to stop there,
even before you ask your question.
Right,
it's
see,
too good.
That personal responsibility is about noticing that you get angry, but without blaming what you're blaming it on.
Where you say, it made me annoyed or it got me angry, It didn't do that to you.
No, you got angry.
You exercised that response.
Right, and you blamed your anger on something that triggered your anger, but it's your anger or your anxiety or your discomfort.
Yeah, I think I caused my my discomfort.
Now, slow down. You see, that in that, you're blaming yourself for it. See, the truth is, you have anger in you. I know you don't think you should because you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
You're a doctor. You help people. But our good doctor has anger in her. Otherwise, she wouldn't get angry.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you see, you hold anger as a bad thing.
And your judgment of it keeps it in place.
In fact, the way you started this conversation was you have unwanted repetitive behaviors. And I say that if it's unwanted and repetitive, the first principle says anything you don't want is going to repeat itself.
Yeah, but it happens.
I know it happens, but it happens because you don't want it, not because it's happening.
Yeah, so when I'm about to getting into an argument with my husband, for instance, I can feel it. I can say, there's coming something. I can stop it. And these having dates or having appointments or having it always. Yeah, it happens.
So are you talking about at work when you have too many patients, or what?
No. The time management at work, that's much better because I think I'm listening much more. No, it's more for further education where I go to on witness days, or for having an appointment for sailing, even for fun things. But sometimes I think it's much too much. I had a strange experience. I was sick for some days, and I had to lay in bed, and it felt good because I could say no to everything, and Dieter, my husband, looked after me so lovely, and
is too good to waste. Look, we have to go to a break now.
Yeah.
So when we come back from the break,
you can continue.
You can continue, but this is really good. This is good.
We're talking with Elka. Yeah. We're talking about personal responsibility. We'll be right back. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
So we're talking with Elka. She was talking about an experience she had when she was not feeling well and in bed, and Dieter, her husband, was taking care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It felt good because he looked very much after me. That felt very good, more than usual. And, yeah, I could slow down, and I could just lay there and had no, yeah, no...
But maybe...
nothing was necessary.
Maybe you use getting sick as the excuse to slow down. I think it's possible for you to slow down when you're feeling well and your well-being is in. I find it for myself, my natural tendency is to get ahead of myself. And when I get a little ahead of myself, my tendency is to get tight or to think that the universe around me is not supporting me. And then if I look around in my universe, of course, Shia would be the first target because he's around me the most. But I'm thinking that if you're having...
I'm a little concerned, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, you're getting sick and Dieter giving you attention
could become
not such a good habit where you sick a lot in order to get his attention and his demonstrating his love for you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not a good habit.
It's not. This could be a very bad habit where, and a lot of people have it as a lifestyle, by the way.
Yeah.
Where
illness
gets them attention, and then they can perpetually are in one form or another ill so that their husband or wife demonstrates their love by taking care of them.
Yeah.
The other thing. As you're talking, Elka, about getting frustrated, you have these appointments with so many things that are supposed to improve your life, Wednesday night this, Thursday night that. You may need to take a look and back off on that hamster wheel you're on of trying to improve yourself. Because if you get on that hamster wheel, are you following this analogy?
This is like Leah.
It's like you're running forever, going forward and going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. This is like that conversation with Leah, where you're trying to get to a better moment of now rather
and
than
a better
have
Elka.
This moment of Elka be perfect exactly the way she is.
Yeah. It's more a sense of duty, I think, than responsibility.
I love that. Somehow. You know, we're going to add that. We often talk about how responsibility is not blame or shame or guilt. It's not duty either.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have been acculturated with a strong sense of duty. But what gets run over in that sense of duty is Elka and what is appropriate to her in this moment. So that you're not being driven forward by what you think makes you a better you. Instead, you're operating inside your own personal sense of well-being.
And responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, much better. I have another question.
Please.
Which is in the same thing. I sometimes feel like after my... I have 2 days in the week where I'm working the whole day till evening. Then I'm at home and we are having dinner together. And then I have I like to read my emails and Dieter is looking television. And when I'm ready to cuddle up to him, he's still in bed. He's already in bed and I'm too late. And then I'm blaming me too. And but. It's very
my darling.
Hard for me to curb my desire.
You know, we just did this intimacy course, and I'm going to give you a clue.
Mm.
The doing your emails at night may not just be that I like to do the emails. It actually saves you from the confrontational nature of being intimate. Even if you and Dieter have been together for many years, there's still something that happens in terms of you absolutely being with him without the television between you or the computer between you or even your dinner between you. And what's to say you can't do your emails first thing in the morning? Except for that you don't want to.
I'll let them one evening and do them the next day. That's a good, could be a good idea, too.
But if you sleep yes. already and you go to bed a half an hour early, you could get up a commensurate amount early and you could have the time
yeah.
of theater.
Yeah.
See, when you say let it go until the next day, you're setting yourself up to miss something important so you can blame Dieter and then it's his fault for not being responsive with the emails.
Great. Yes. I understand. It's really that's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, it,
thank you.
I'm not saying that you have to do that. I'm just saying it's a different option, and you
well,
can exercise it sometimes.
The other thing is this. It's a lot easier. It's a lot less confrontational to set up your life. This is where personal responsibility comes in. See, where you set up your life so that it looks like Dieter goes to bed a half hour, an hour before you because you've got these emails to do. But in a way, it allows you to avoid the possibility of rejection because he might say, I don't feel like it tonight when you do.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're busy and he's already gone to bed, it's because you know, it's a lot safer in a way.
And you don't have to let down your guard.
Right. You don't have to be vulnerable.
There was a time before we had as much technology as we had. You could still run away and things to do or reading a book late. But it was a little easier to time yourself to go to bed at the same time as your husband or wife. And I recall Shia telling me that one of the sweetest memories from his childhood is he used to go to sleep at night listening to his parents talk to each other in bed. They'd be in bed talking to each other, and he could hear them being with each other at the end of the day. And I know that a lot of us have lost that ability or knack because we have lots of other things. You know, with more power comes more responsibility.
Yeah.
And if you've got these great tools like the internet or the television
They're great distractions too, and they make it a lot easier to avoid interpersonal relationships. You know, people don't call us on the phone anymore, for God's sakes. They text or email everything. So, like, the phone has almost become obsolete.
You could actually have a 24/7 life if you could deal with the lack of sleep because there's plenty of
you know,
input out there.
Right. At one time when the lights went out, when the sun went down, you went to bed.
You know, before we had this radio show today, we lost power here in our office. Now, we have a generator. Which kicked on after 30 minutes. But
30 seconds.
I mean, after 30 seconds. But when I looked around after everything went dark and the phone went off and the computer went off and the emails went off, I felt a little bit like, what happened to my life? I'm so used to being able to access it whenever I want. It was actually quite a lovely moment when it went out. But
yeah,
you can do that on purpose rather than having it happen to you.
Yes, it's a good idea. I'm looking forward to it.
Are we seeing you in Cambridge for the Creativity and Intuition Weekend?
Yes, I'm coming.
That is so wonderful. I'm really happy that a lot of the folks from the European community are coming from England to England from Germany and Switzerland and France and the like. So I really appreciate that you're coming. And a bunch of us are coming from the United States, not just Shai and myself. There are a lot of people coming from here as well.
Really, really great.
It
I'm looking forward to this too. It's very soon.
And you can let us know then how it's going with Dieter. I suggest you you don't blame your emails for why you're not spending time with them, okay?
Okay.
Look, I suggest you don't blame anything for anything.
Right. Like you're doing this because you're doing this.
You're doing what you're doing because you're doing it. If you get upset, it's because you got upset, not because of the circumstances. If you want those unwanted patterns of behavior to complete themselves, then allow them to be without assigning a false cause as to what caused your upset or your anger.
And you know what?
Notice it.
Fun.
Yes.
Fun. That can really be a supportive tool for you in if some of those things you're doing to improve yourself are no longer fun activities, maybe they aren't for you.
That could be true, too, yes.
Excellent.
But, yeah, see what your truth is, what you want, and then go for your life like it's your idea.
Don't forget, it's personal responsibility. What personally works for you is what personally works for you, not what you think you should be doing because duty calls.
Yes.
Hey,
thank you
for calling into the show today.
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. You know, it's been
bye.
It's been lovely speaking with everybody today.
You know, it's time to go. Time just flew by.
It did. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.